Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Here at Oracle, the Warriors in their white retro uniforms, the ones of Sleepy Floyd and the like, with the state on the front, the star in the Bay Area, white with blue trim, blue letters, blue numbers in the backside, the Bulls on Black Friday with their roadblocks with red numbers outlined in white, white letters. And they win the opening tip. It's won by Robin Lopez, Lowry Markkanen, Denzel Valentine, Justin Holliday, the former Warrior and a new father, and Chris Dunn out there for the Bulls. Markkanen backing up Jordan Bell. First possession, fadeaway, basket to our right. Nothing there. Caspi with the board. Get to the Curry. Curry drifting the right side. Dunn, a good defender on Curry. Hand off Pachulia, right sideline, up top to Caspi. Curry working a series of staggered screens. Catches to Bell. One step and a layup. Low left. And Bell with the first bucket of the night. Poetic justice for the guy who was drafted by Chicago for the Warriors. And then the Bulls got cash for the play. Bad pass done. Tipped away by Curry. A great play. Pachulia to Klay Thompson. Stutter step on the move. Throws it away. Throws it out of bounds. Curry went to the corner when Klay thought he was going to stay there. 27 seconds in. Caspi, Bell, Pachulia, Klay Thompson, and Curry, the starting five for the Warriors. Benny Adams, Mark Ayotte, and JT Orr, the three officials for the NBA tonight. Dunn below the hash mark on the far wing. On the bounce, fast marketing. Guarded by Bell, right hand dribble. Takes a middle, stumbles, almost traveled. A whistle, and we have a foul on Bell for a reach in. JT Orr with a whistle. Warriors with their first foul of the night. Obviously, first team foul, just a minute and 1 second in. Valentine to throw it in. It's up top, Dunn, drifting right with a dribble. Throws now, Markkanen steps out for a three, a rounded out, rebound juggled, knocked away, and Caspi grabbed it by the right baseline. Gives it to Klay Thompson, down the left side. The court beautiful with that old logo as well. Pachulia turns, right side of the circle. It's Warriors basketball. Pachulia backdoor bounce. Curry, quick release, and he scores over Holliday with the left hand. The Warriors have two buckets, and they've both been layups on the near side of the bucket. Bulls slowing it down here. Valentine curls in the right wing, catches, throws up top. Markkanen swings over to Holliday. Holliday on the bounce to Dunn, who seals off Curry, gets to the paint, shoots a one-hander. It's a rounded down for Dunn. His confidence starting to soar. Warriors throw the ball ahead to Klay Thompson. Downstairs to Bell at the box. Bell cross-court to Caspi. Caspi, two dribbles, handoff. Klay turns, fadeaway, jumper up and good. Nice assist for Caspi, and the Warriors lead 6-2. Well, you know Bell is fired up about this. The team that, in essence, traded him away. Had a chance to draft him and keep him, but instead took the money from the Warriors. Markkanen with a three on the right side. That's up and good. The impressive Marketing, the rookie out of the University of Arizona, makes it a one-point game. Curry with the ball in the near wing. 6'5 Warriors, hook pass to Caspi. Caspi looks for a cutter. One dribble to Klay Thompson. Thompson now. Curry comes over and now has to fade to the corner, giving Klay some room. Klay will come middle. Doubled, feeds Caspi wide open. Layup no good. Tipped home by Pachulia right on the doorstep. Warriors getting whatever shot they want right now, but they lead by only three. Pulls 2-4. Now Pachulia with a steal. Down the left side, 2-on-1. The lob to Bell and a right-hand slam. The 5-4 fast break ends up with a dunk. And Zaza with a beautiful assist. Setting up Jordan Bell with a right-hand slam. It's 10-5 Warriors and a timeout for Chicago with 9:07 to go in the first on the Golden State Warriors Radio Network presented by Wingstop. The official wings of the Warriors. Well, the Warriors right now leading by 5, and Fred Hoiberg wanted to stop the noise, calls the timeout. And now that the other end, Marketing goes inside, no good. Tipped home by Robin Lopez, a former Stanford big. Makes it 10-7. Lopez averaging a career-high 13.4 per game. Pachulia catches, top of the circle. Goes the right side, looks back door, left wide open, straightens up and knocks down a shot. Your last two possessions for the Warriors, Pachulia with a steal, an assist, and a jumper. Dunn gets a pick, runs around Curry, guarded by Zaza, rotates over to Holiday, quickly to Valentine. Corner three up and good. From the far side, good ball movement by Chicago. Denzel Valentine played his college ball. Michigan State. Curry dribble drive goes all the way in, triple team. Ball knocked away, grabbed by Markkanen, who a two-hand heave to half court to Holiday. Holiday, no look, Valentine, fake, fly by, off the dribble, three, doesn't go. Curry, defensive rebound. Curry, chest pass, left wing, Thompson. On the bounce down to Bell, mid-post left side. They scissor off him. Klay with a handoff and the jumper, and it's money. And offensively, the Warriors are getting whatever they want. They're 7 of 8 from the floor. But defensively, still a lot to tighten up yet. Dunn off the screen. Bounce pass Lopez, 14-footer. That's no good. Curry with the rebound. 14-10 the score. Curry, far side, weaves, fires a three. It's no good, and it bounces out of bounds. 7:36 to go, first quarter. Bulls wrapping up a four-game roadie. They'll fly home. Tomorrow, they're going to spend the night in the city. Lopez takes a handoff, passes to the far side to Markkanen, who slides home another three. That's his second of the ball game. And both times, he has cut a four-point deficit to one by making the shot. Klay Thompson guarded by Holiday. This was a practice matchup a couple of years ago for the Warriors. And a bounce pass in traffic. Zaza goes to the deck, can't control it. Valentine up with it. Sloppy play. Valentine, Euro steps down the lane, shoots over Bell, and scores. And the Bulls have the lead, 15-14. Curry throw ahead to Pachulia. No Draymond Green, out for rest. No Kevin Durant tonight. Thompson right sideline. Comes middle, throws to Caspi. Reverse pivot, layup no good. Lopez swings the rebound out. Dunn with the catch on the outlet pass. Backs up Curry. Accelerates, goes up. Blocked by Bell. It's out of bounds, and Chicago maintains. 6:41 to go. First quarter of play. Hope you're enjoying your holiday weekend. Glad you're spending some of it with us. Inside, Holiday drives to the bucket, and he's fouled. Is it going to be on Curry? I believe he got him on the arm. And Holiday to the line to shoot two. Steve Kerr says the Warriors have to do better at competing. Steph Curry talked about playing without Draymond and KD tonight.
That's a challenge for sure. We know what those guys bring, but a staple of our team has always been, you know, having enough depth and versatility to kind of do it by committee. So, you know, Omri's going to get huge minutes. JaVale's going to get more minutes than he's used to.
So one of two free throws for Holiday. Bulls on 11-4-1. So Holiday makes it 16-14 Chicago. Warriors with the attack. At the basket to our left. Curry right side from Zaza. Takes a three and knocked it down just like that. And the Warriors are back up by one, 17-16. Dunn with the ball, flares to the far hash mark. Now waits, crossover dribble, comes back middle, down the right side, a whistle and a foul. This will be the second on Curry in as many possessions. And Steph caught reaching again. Dunn came down, and Steph got him on the arm. No question about the call. And free throws for Dunn again, with the Warriors leading by one. Hey, tonight's item of the game features the Warriors Classic Edition Players T-shirts for only $35. Don't forget that you receive free ground shipping on retail orders over $50. Take advantage of tonight's item of the game offer, plus other Black Friday offers online at WarriorsTeamStore.com. One of the advantages about being an NBA announcer, you never really get to shop on Black Friday, so I save a lot of money that way. From the free throw line, Dunn buries both. And Chicago now, we're in a seesaw position. It's 18-17. Warriors lead by, or the Bulls lead by one. Quinn Cook is checked in for Curry. Curry on the bench with two fouls. Cook plays college ball with Duke. He's had a cup of coffee with a couple of different teams and playing for Santa Cruz this year. Pachulia, top of the key, throws out to Cook. Cook near side, bounce pass Caspi. Great pass inside. Zaza, good and a foul as he powered his way up and in over Markkanen. So, of course, you thought halfway through the first quarter, the Warriors would be leading Chicago by one, and there'd be no Kevin Durant, no Draymond Green, no Steph Curry on the floor. Zaza Pachulia at the free throw line. Of the normal starters, only Zaza and Klay Thompson are on the floor right now. Pachulia converts a three-point play. He's having a very good first quarter. 7 points and three rebounds, or three assists and one board. Markkanen over to Holiday. Holiday dumped it to Dunn. Dunn guarded by Cook. Dunn wants to go to work. Shot clock at 10. Stripped, loose ball. Caspi had it. Knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Omri, and it's out of bounds to Chicago. So the Bulls come in with only three wins. They're 3-13. They're 1-9 on the road. They've yet to beat a team in the West. 0-8 there. Dunn behind the back of the dribble. Goes in, throws out, and it's just enveloped. Grabbed out of the air by Bell. Bell leads the break. Stops and feeds Caspi. Screens for him. Caspi to Zaza. Zaza goes the other way. Right wing to Cook. Cook backs up middle of the floor. Throws to Klay. Deep three. Rainbow. No good. Marking it back to the board. And shoveled it to Valentine. Valentine wearing bright red sleeves on his legs. Stops and shoots over Zaza. And rattles home a triple. Valentine shooting 41.8 from the field beyond the arc. And the Bulls have hit four of their first six threes, and they lead 21-20. Steve Kerr calls a timeout with 4:59 to go in the first quarter, and we'll take the break as well on the Golden State Warriors Radio Network, presented by Wingstop, the official wings of the Warriors. Zaza Pachulia's hit all three of his shots for his seven-point burst. Quinn Cook on the floor, replacing Curry, who's on the bench with two fouls. Cook, seven games in Santa Cruz, 26 points, 53.7 shooting, 45% beyond the arc. He goes five rebounds, 8.4 assists, and 1.4 steals. McGee is out there now. He'll screen for Cook. Cook comes middle, throws outside to Klay Thompson. Thompson waits for McGee or Bell, chooses Bell, comes left wing, now guarded by Markkanen. Klay fakes, drives on the rookie, left-hand finish up and good. Beautiful drive by Klay Thompson. The Warriors retake the lead 22-21. Dunn will advance to midcourt, throws to Markkanen. Markkanen, dribble handoff, no good, fake, comes hard to the baseline, draws a foul. Well, he came over casually like he was going to hand off to Valentine, just turned the corner and plowed to the rim. Well, Quinn Cook, I mentioned his Santa Cruz numbers, and the C-Dubs trailing Rio Grande Valley at halftime 73-61. George Niang with 18 to pace Santa Cruz to the moment. Valentine to toss in. Popping out outside is Jaren Grant. Got it to Valentine. Quickly throws up a floater. It's up and good. And Valentine with another bucket. And the Bulls lead 23-22. He's got 10. Andre Iguodala on the floor. Looks for a lob to Bell. It goes off the glass. We have a whistle and a foul. Who's it on? Jordan Bell called for a foul. And the dribble now. Grant. But his college ball at Notre Dame. Lopez, hand off to Valentine. Sets his feet, throws over to Markkanen. Deep three left wing off the front rim. Cook with a rebound. Cook will take it to the timeline. On the bounce over to Klay Thompson. Thompson waits. Drives on Holiday. Met by Markkanen. Goes up. Missed the layup. He's defended by Valentine, who gets the outlet from Lopez and comes down the right wing. Puts on the brakes on JaVale McGee. Throws inside to Markkanen. Markkanen doubled. Back to Valentine. Valentine downstairs. Lopez wide open. Bell with a block inside. The Bulls let a goaltend. Now he goes up and over the top of Holiday. Bell tumbles into the Chicago bench. The active Jordan Bell knocking that away from Lopez. The Bulls wanted a goaltend. Well, Lopez thought he had a bunny, and he got it on the way up. That was still on the way up. Bell with a huge block that time. Warriors lead the NBA in blocks. And now we have Holiday to the free throw line. Bell with his second block of the quarter. And while Holiday shoots, we'll pause 10 seconds. Station identification on the Golden State Warriors radio network. Jordan Bell picks up his third foul in 8 minutes, and that's disappointing for the rookie who's getting this chance to shine, and unfortunately now has to sit down. And Holiday cashes in with a pair of free throws and a two-point lead for Chicago. Checking in for... Now, he missed the first time. I'm sorry. It's 24-22. He made one of two. Iguodala with the ball over to McGee, left side. McGee spacing the floor. The crowd wants him to shoot. He won't. Iguodala doubled to Caspi in the corner to Cook. Fire away. Three ball popped in and out. And the rebound taken by Bobby Portis. Valentine fakes with the dribble. Top of the key. Fades and fires over McGee. It's off the rim. Rebound Klay Thompson. Thompson will advance down the near side. Brings the middle. Throws over to Caspi. One dribble downstairs for McGee. Was wrapped up and fouled by Valentine. And that will be the second team foul on Chicago. Holiday to sit. And Antonio Blakeney, one of the two-way players for the Bulls, checks in, plays college ball at LSU. He'll guard Andre Iguodala. Ball thrown in to Cook. Cook to the near wing. Two-man game with Caspi. Backs it up. Feeds Caspi. Caspi back to the basket. 10 to shoot over to Iguodala. Dribble drive by Andre. Shovel to McGee. Baseline pop for JaVale. It goes in and out. Ball tipped and rolls across the rim. Portis had a double. Dribbled, no call, but they're saying it was deflected. And here comes the Bulls now on the break. Fading and firing as Blakeney is not afraid to knock one down. And he makes it a four-point Chicago lead, 26-22. 2:39 to go in the first. Cook to the timeline. Feeds Caspi, now to Klay Thompson. Now to Andre Iguodala. Andre, middle of the floor, on the bounce to Caspi. Caspi wheels on Portis, gets it to Cook, shot clock inside of 10. Over to Klay, he checks the clock, goes and takes a dribble and takes about a 28-footer and knocked it down. My goodness. That thing could have brought down bolts from the ceiling and rain from the sky. With the dribble, Grant has it. Right side, Grant. Cross-court skip, knocked away by Caspi. Can he save it? He does. Two on one to Cook, who glides in and scores with a right hand. And the Warriors are back on top, albeit by one, 27-26. Minute 45 to go. Lopez up top, shoveled down to Valentine. Back over the right wing, Portis fakes. Dribbles, hops his way, knocked away by McGee. They're going to count it. It's a goaltend. And 2 points for Chicago. 28-27 Bulls. 99 seconds to go in the quarter. Iguodala to walk it up. And now it's Steph Curry helping out Quinn Cook, telling him where to line up on the offensive end. And Cook starts, right comes to the left. Iguodala waits for Klay Thompson, who comes up top, catches, bumped by Valentine, feeds over to McGee, jumper out of the way, it's off the rim, and Portis has the board, and dumps it over to Grant. Jared Grant on the right side to Lopez at the foul line. Lopez turns outside to Portis. Portis calling up for a screen. Dribble handoff to Grant. Grant comes to the right elbow. Down the right side. Rainbow pass left corner to Valentine. To Lopez, who steps out and fires. The jumper is too strong. Iguodala grabs it. Down the right side. Weaving his way. Minute to go in the quarter. The trailer is Caspi. He fakes. He fires. It's up. And it's no good. It bounces off to the right. And Valentine brings it in. Valentine to the timeline. Drifting left side. Now dribbles to the paint. No look, shovel pass, deflected away. And it's grabbed up top now by Blakeney, who goes down the lane, stripped and stolen. Now Lopez got it. Running hook shot up and good for the Twin. 30-27, Bulls with the lead. Cook drives on Blakeney. Bounce pass to McGee, who goes up over Lopez and scores, coming in from the left baseline. JaVale McGee makes it a one-point Chicago advantage. Jared Grant drives on Cook, goes up, and throws up a shot that somehow goes up and in. Not a smart play, I thought, by Grant, because McGee was trailing, and he had no other help down the floor, but he gets a two-for-one. No, he didn't get it. He was trying to, but he didn't. Iguodala on top of the logo. The Golden State with a star in the Bay Area from years gone by. Iguodala changes direction, comes right, comes back left to the paint, throws it high off the glass, and didn't go. Lopez to Valentine, 1 second, over right side to Portis, but not in time for a shot, and the half of the quarter is over, and the Warriors find themselves down by three. 32-29. No Draymond Green, no Kevin Durant tonight. And Curry was on the bench early with two fouls on the Golden State Warriors Radio Network, presented by Wingstop, the official wings of the Warriors. Time for your game summary brought to you by Mountain Mike's Pizza. Go to mountainmikespizza.com and order away. Chicago 32, Warriors 29, end of one. 9 lead changes after Curry's second foul in the quarter. The Bulls outscored the Dubs 16-12. Klay Thompson has 9. Zaza Pachulia was 7. And so Valentine leads Chicago with 10 points. 8 different Bulls scored. And Jordan Bell with a start has 3 fouls. Curry back on the floor. Klay Thompson sitting down. And now we have a whistle. What do we got? We got a foul? No. All thrown in. Curry to Looney with Iguodala, Livingston, and West to start the second. Curry flipped it middle of the floor to Andre. On the bounce to Looney. Dribble handoff. Curry goes to the right side. Draws a crowd back to Looney. Wide open. Goes up and scored. It got fouled on the play. Foul from behind by Dunn. His first. And Looney a chance for a three-point play. Apparently that last play, Curry almost dribbled the ball out of bounds, but got benefit of the call there. Free throw good for Looney. We're tied at 32. Bulls with the ball on the right side. Blakeney, who has a green light all night. And shot up no good. Rebound goes to West, to Livingston. Back to West, trailing the play. West picks up the dribble, throws to the left side. Curry fakes and fires, got fouled and almost banked it in. The foul will be on Blakeney, and Curry to the line to shoot three. Steph knows tonight they have to contend with a Bulls team that's full of youthful exuberance.
It is a skill set that you can kind of bring to the table every single night, that your effort and intensity, you want the other team to have to match that. And that's what Chicago does, you know, from games I've watched, and that's what they do really well. They just play hard, and every possession matters. And that's how you build kind of winning atmosphere and mentality.
Steph Curry, first free throw good. Second one good as well. Bulls 3-13 coming into this game. Curry's last three games, 32.7 points, shooting 53%, 41% on threes. And he buries all three here. Make it 35-32 Warriors. 8-2 push for the Warriors in 67 seconds. Cristiano Felicio has checked in now for the Bulls. He's posting up, gets a pass from Dunn. Right box, turned, stripped by Andre. Loose ball on the deck. Felicio's got it. Throws to a cutter behind him, picked up by Livingston. Warriors on the break. Shot behind the back to Curry. Low left. Bulls recover. Curry one-on-one. He almost wanted to post up there. Now brings it back up top. Throws right side to Andre. Back to Curry. Good fake. Off the dribble. Weaving. Takes a foul line. Jumper. And he got it. 37-32. Fred Hoiberg wants time with 10:47 to go in the first half. The defending champion Golden State Warriors Radio Network, presented by Wingstop, the official wings of the Warriors. Bulls of the ball. Left to right, they go on your radio dial. Tim Roy with you here topside in our cyber policy broadcast booth. With the ball done, Dunn picks up the dribble, feeds over to the left, jump around the way, and is up and good. Bobby Portis with a three. Make it 37-35 Warriors. Portis knocking it down, his second bucket of the half. Sean Livingston to Curry. Curry throws left wing. Iguodala adjusts on the pass to make the catch. Throws to Looney. It's hatcheted away by Portis. And the loose ball picked up now on the break. Blakeney stumbles. Gets it to the corner. Jumper out of the way from the left corner. That's up and good. That's a three. And that one is good by Grant. And it makes it 38-37. The score. Andre comes down the lane and jammed it up and in. Over Grant and the foul. Well, the Warriors give up back-to-back threes by Portis and then Grant. And now Iguodala with the dunk. Tonight, with the Warriors going to need to have Andre Iguodala very aggressive on the offensive end. They need his production. The free throw is good. Three-point play and a two-point lead. 40-38. Golden State trail by four. They've led by five. Alicio with the handoff. Blakeney stops and pops. Raises up and knocks down the right elbow jumper. Blakeney ties the game at 40. Lob ahead to West. Bad pass. Deflected away. Livingston adjusts. Makes the catch. Comes to the left baseline. Shoots out of the way. It's up and no good. Rebound West. A foul. It's going to be on Golden State. JT Orr with a call. And that's going to be the first team foul on the Warriors. Bulls have three with 9:36 to go in the first half of play. High post, the ball comes to Felicio. Chicago starting their rebuild this year. Some thought maybe it was a year too late. Portis dribbles in, goes up, throws up wildly off the glass, and a foul going the other way as David West went flying out of bounds. Felicio with a foul. Portis, of course, with a punch to the face of Miritich, who's been out. With that facial fracture, Miritich wants to have Portis get traded, but I don't know if that's going to happen. And it's just been tough here in Chicago early on. Andre Iguodala. But they do have three young prospects, and they're getting one of them back in mid-December. That's Zach LaVine. Curry the ball, throws to West, mid-post right side. West holding, waves Looney away, and now Iguodala comes and gets the ball. Drifting in front of the Warrior bench. Stops, pops, and hits. Andre took his time and put a good arc on that one. Warriors lead by 2, 42-40. Bench points 14-12, favoring the Bulls. Dunn off the screen. Rotates to a wide open Portis. His shot is short. Curry has the rebound in stride. Takes it to the front court. Stops top of the key left. Bounce pass to West. He's open in rhythm and buries the jump shot. David West, when he's open in that mid-range, that is his office right there on the offensive end. Felicio throws to Portis. Portis to corner. There's Blakeley again. He caught the ball standing out of bounds. So if you had 8 minutes and 25 seconds to go before halftime, that's the first time someone caught the ball while standing off the playing surface. Guess what? You win. Not sure what you win. Still waiting to see if we can get a prize donated. Curry with the ball. Comes to the near side. Good fake. Then takes a ridiculous three that spins off the rim. And it's grabbed by Felicio. Got the ball now all the way. Throwing it up is Grant. A wild shot. He was out of control. It goes up and in, and he draws a foul. Man. We've seen the Grant brothers on back-to-back nights. Sons of Horace. Sons of Harvey, the uncle is Horace. No relation to Lee or Ulysses. Free throw is up and good. 44-43. 1-point lead for the Warriors with 8 minutes to go. First half of play. Livingston the far side. Spins to the baseline. Goes behind the back into a double team, and that was trouble. Knocked away. Picked up by the Bulls. Here comes Blakeney. Goes right down the lane. Puts up a bad shot. Deflected out of bounds. It's last touch by Portis, and it's going to be Golden State ball. It looked like it might have been off the Warriors. And JT Orr says, I'll ask for help. Benny Adams comes over and says, it's going to be Chicago ball, and I think that's the right call. It looked like it was deflected off the Warriors, but 17 on the shot clock for the Bulls, attacking the basket to our right. Two-hand heave way outside. comes to Portis, now to Dunn. Dunn, the former Timberwolf, standout of Providence College, one of the long line of great point guards at that school. Pick and roll pass, skipped over to the near wing. Markkanen just checked in, got it to Dunn, steps up with two on the clock. Jumper does not go. Looney with the board, finds Andre Iguodala. For the Warriors, takes a cross-court pass to Curry inside. Layup good for Curry. He sealed off Blakely and laid it in. And now it's 46-43 Warriors. Bulls have kept the Warriors from making the big run. Couple of well-placed timeouts by Fred Hoiberg. Grant with the ball, high post, Portis, no look to marketing, and nobody controlled it. Juggled once, twice, three times off of Iguodala, Chicago ball. Andre, of course, who hails from the state of Illinois. He and Sean Livingston would like nothing more than to great performance in front of their family and friends who are watching and listening back in the state. 11 on the shot clock for Dunn. Flaring out, marketing, guarded by Looney. Got the ball to Justin Holiday, the former Warrior, with a front rim miss, and David West will bring the ball up himself. Curry now gets some separation, gets the ball back, takes it left side of the key, throws left wing to Livingston, back to Curry. He'll fire away. It's up and it's good. A three ball from the left corner pocket for Curry. And the Warriors have their biggest lead of the night, 49-43. 10-point quarter for Curry. Dunn, moving on Looney. Throws to Markkanen, step back, left baseline, nothing there. Curry tipped the rebound to himself, throws the ball ahead, down the right sideline, checks the traffic, gets the screen, takes the three, got it! Golden State leads by nine. Fred Hoiberg will call a timeout, and they stand as one, encouraged by number 30 to make some noise on a sleepy holiday Friday night. Warriors 52, Bulls 43, 6:31 to go in the first half on the Golden State Warriors Radio Network, presented by Wingstop, the official wings of the Warriors. 15-5 for the Warriors at 3:28 of the quarter, 52-43 the score. Curry with 8 points in the run, Iguodala with five, Warriors with 21 buckets on 15 assists. Here come the Bulls on the attack. Markkanen takes it down the left side, to the box, turns, and a rainbow shot over Looney. Does not go, deflected near side, caught by Valentine, who's back on the floor. Shot clock reset, Markkanen got the ball right side to Dunn. Dunn goes in, throws out, there's Valentine, an open corner three that does not fall. Looney clears to Curry. Curry down the near side, comes middle, wide open, takes a three off the dribble. It's off the front rim, no good. He would like to have that one back. Valentine cradles the ball the other way. Middle of the floor. Stops and looks and finds Dunn wide open on the right side. Doesn't want to shoot. Got it to Markkanen. To Valentine. They look for Lopez. Instead, back up top to Markkanen. Holiday cuts through. Markkanen dribble handoff for Dunn. Dunn off a screen by Lopez. Weaving to the right. Stops and pops. 15-footer off the back rim. And Lopez unable to get to it because West was right there to seal him off. Warriors get the ball in the front court to Curry. Crossover dribble goes out of bounds. Knocked that way by Holiday, who just had a baby girl. Actually, he didn't have the baby girl. His wife had the baby girl. But he was there for the birth and very proud papa. Had a chance to chat with him before the game. He's in that moment right now that all of us go through when you have your first kid. You're just in this, you know, so cool. It doesn't matter if I'm getting 30 minutes of sleep a night. It's very cool. Ball to Iguodala. Near side to Livingston. Backdoor cut, Looney. On the dunk for Kevon Looney from Sean Livingston. And the Warriors have their first double-digit lead of the night, 54-43. And that gets the Warrior bench thinking happy thoughts. Lopez fumbled the ball on a bounce. Knocked away by Iguodala on a high lob pass from Dunn. Here comes Nick Young up off the Golden State bench, but I don't think he got to the scores table in time. Curry to the timeline. Waiting. Screened by West. Curry left-hand feed. Livingston goes up. Rejected by Markkanen. And Livingston got hit in the head. Right side Holiday throws over. His pass deflected by Curry. Stolen by West. Back to Curry. Curry down the near side. Drives on Valentine. Gets bumped. The shot's up. It's no good. And Curry will shoot two. And so I'll remind you that time now to chime in, whether it be on Twitter or email. You can email me at Tim Roy, T-I-M-R-O-Y-E, at Warriors.com, or you can send me a tweet at Warriors Vox, Warriors V-O-X. Of course, tonight, question, well, why not, how are you spending your holiday weekend, and where and how are you listening? How are you spending the holiday weekend, and where and how are you listening to Warriors Radio tonight? Curry hits the first, Pachulia in, Young in, West will sit down, and Iguodala to sit down. 55-43 Warriors. And they are on an 18-5 run. That's what it's up to right now. We had a couple people jump the gun on us who wanted to chime in as to where they are. And Chris says, sounding great tonight in Birmingham on the Sirius XM app. Didn't say if it was Birmingham, Michigan, Birmingham, Alabama, Birmingham, England, but he's in Birmingham. Second free throw is good for Curry. 56-43 the score. Bulls with the ball. Warriors out of the run. Markkanen straightens up, fires a three, doesn't go. Young the rebound. Young over to Livingston down the right wing. Warriors establishing a lead here in the second quarter. Livingston with the dribble. Throws over to Young. Young fakes. Fades to the left wing. Shoots over Lopez. It's off the front rim. Tipped by Looney. Grabbed by Looney. Stops. Goes up. Right hand off glass. No good. Markkanen made him throw that shot a little higher and a little more awkwardly than he wanted. And he gets it to Ballantyne, who runs over Young. The bucket's good. And a foul on Young. A blocking foul on Nick Young. And a chance for an and one. Or is it an offense? No, it's an offensive foul. I thought, with the way Mark Ayotte's arm came down, I thought he was counting it, but he was trying to signal going the other way. It is a charge. Looked like a charge. He was there plenty of time. He was outside the restricted area. Now Markkanen will sit down. And we get our look at Paul Zipser for the first time. Warriors with the ball. Curry down the floor. Takes a right side off the screen by Pachulia. Accelerates to the paint, to the glass. Goes up and high off the window. Curry scores. Curry now with 17 in the second quarter, and it's 58-43 Warriors. Curry's got 22 for the game. Right side throwing it up top was Grant. Markkanen gets it from Zipser to Lopez outside to Holiday. He's open, launches, buries a three. And wait, tomorrow night, the Pelicans will be in town. That means that Ian Clark will get his Warriors championship ring. Curry takes a right side, and he's fouled by Grant, trying to move him to the sideline. Jared Grant with a foul. Steve Kerr wants a timeout. 3:34 to go before halftime. And it's 58-46 Warriors on the defending champion Golden State Warriors Radio Network, presented by Wingstop, the official win. 58-46, 3:34 to go here in the first half of play. And Warrior fans, happy Dubsgiving. Get tickets to all remaining home games with no ticket fees. This includes games against Cleveland, against Oklahoma City, against the Los Angeles Lakers, or the Boston Celtics. Also receive free ground shipping on retail orders over $50. Happy Dubsgiving. This offer ends Monday at 10 o'clock on Warriors.com. Free throw by Curry is good. Curry now with 18 in the second quarter. He has 23 for the game. Played only a couple minutes in the first because of foul trouble. Hits both free throws. A 19-point quarter for Curry. 60-46, the Warriors lead. 3.5 to go before the break time. Left side, Markkanen wheels out. He's wide open for a three. He had missed four straight before burying that one to cut the Warriors' advantage to 11. He has 9 points. Curry down the right wing, guarded by Dunn. Throws to Pachulia, who steps down the sideline. Goes to Young, middle of the floor. Now curling left wing is Klay Thompson. With the catch, with the dribble, no look at Curry. Curry fakes, back to Klay. Klay launches, it's a three, and it's money. Cold, hard catch for Klay Thompson. 63-49. Klay now with 12. Markkanen dribbles in over Zaza, goes up, missed the runner. Ripped away by Pachulia. Throws out to Curry. Curry with a 3-on-5. Left side, waits for help. Now dribbles. Now lost it. Spins back to his left. Step back. Splits traffic down the lane. Bump by Lopez. Up and good! Curry! He went in seeking contact. Getting contact. And finishing it off with a left-hand flip with his back underneath the bucket, and he came up showing off his guns. And Curry now with a 21-point quarter. Fourth and one, a chance here for the Dubs. Curry at the stripe. 22-point quarter. 17-point lead for the Warriors, and the Bulls It happened quickly here in the second quarter. At the Warriors establish that lead, Holiday fumbles a handoff from Lopez, runs it down right side. Good fake off the dribble jumper. It's up and no good. Curry had it fall right down to him low left. Curry, left hand, feed to Clay. Clay dropped it, picked it up. Now feeds Pachulia. They try to cut off him, and Zaza draws a foul on a rip through. Lopez commits the foul. Robin Lopez with a rather pained expression on his face. Lopez, he is the one that really enjoys the comic books. Curry now with three defensive rebounds tonight. And one more. He has now tied David Lee with 2,176. Seventh all-time in the vaunted defensive rebounding ladder. David Lee, who just retired this week. Zaza, free throw, good. He is 3 of 3, 2 of 2 shooting. 8 points in the first half for Zaza. Give him 9. 68 to 49. Warriors up 19. Done with the dribble, waits. Screen set, goes away from the Portis screen. Guarded by Curry. Crossover, spins back to the right. Shoots over a step. It's too strong. Rebound, Pachulia. Done, 1 for 5. Nick Young advances with a dribble. Goes behind the back. Throws to Clay. Pump fake. Puts it on the deck. Out to Curry for a three, and it's a swish! Curry now has 30 for the game. A 25-point quarter, and the Warriors have blown it open at 71-49. Minute 46 to go before half. Cross-court skip to Markkanen. Markkanen in front of Fred Hoiberg, the coach of the Bulls. Dribbles, two-hand heave, cross-court done. On the go, over Zaza, rainbow rolls off, tipped up and in. Bobby Portis had a little backspin on that to get it to fall down. Curry right side to Young. Young holds it, gets it to Zaza, knocked out of bounds by Portis. And with a minute 20 to go, the Warriors will throw it in.
He comes off, I'll be ready.
That is head coach Steve Kerr going back in his playing days, talking to Michael Jordan when Kerr hit the game-winning shot in the NBA Finals. We'll go revisit the days of yore with Steve Kerr as a Bull. Coming up at halftime with R.C. Davis. Here's Almond Caspi. Penetrates out to Clay Thompson. Thompson left side. Fakes and fires over Holiday. It's on the rim. Softly down for Clay. 73-51. Warriors with a 22-point advantage. Markkanen up top. Gets it right side. Holiday goes to the right baseline. Backs up, feeds a cutter. It's ball zips her off balance, off glass. Nothing there. Tipped out by Zaza. Knocked out of bounds, and it's going to be last touched by whom? We're going to call a jump ball, says Benny Adams. As they could not agree as to who knocked it out of bounds. Jump ball being the circle to our right. Now we have a technical foul. And who is this going to be on?
Called on the Bulls, number 42, Robin Lopez.
Robin Lopez gets teed up. He was on the bench, sitting over in the corner. Curry, 25 points in this second quarter. That's a season high for any Warrior this season. Was 24 by Durant against the Wizards. Now it's a 26-point quarter because he hits the free throw. The technical, 74-51. 26 points in the second quarter for Stafford. Dunn will jump with Caspi. Ball deflected, picked up by Holiday. Shoveled the zips there, not afraid to fire. The three won't go. Bell deflected the ball to Curry. 44 seconds to go. Curry behind the back, drifting wide, fires, and doesn't get it. It rattled, but did not fall. And Markkanen clears. Bulls the ball, 35 seconds to go. Dunn spins away from Curry, penetrates. His pass stolen away. Klay Thompson's got it with 28 seconds to go. Klay right side to Young behind him. It goes out of bounds. Now the Bulls will wind it down. Warriors have a foul to give if they so desire. Patrick McCaw takes up the call from head coach Steve Kerr. He'll come in for Steph Curry to protect Curry, who has two fouls. And Steph will sit down with a 26-point second quarter. He's got 31 at halftime. Well, not over yet. The Warriors get the ball back. Don't be surprised to see if Steph go back in there. If it's a dead ball turnover, the ball goes out of bounds. Jordan Bell in for Pachulia. Bulls will walk it up to the timeline. Just right of the logo is done. McCaw is his assignment. Shot clock at 13. Difference of two and change between the two clocks. Dunn will drift to the far wing. Portis flashes through, pins down for Markkanen. He pops up, gets the ball. Markkanen on the drive, goes all the way in, off glass. A strong move over Jordan Bell. 4.9 to go. Ball thrown to Klay Thompson. Quickly to the front court, pulls up off, crossing half court, fires. It's an air ball, and that's the way the half will end. The Warriors with a 21-point lead at the break. Curry's career high for points in the quarter is 28. He's done it twice. He had 26 tonight in the second. And the Warriors lead 74-53. R.C. Davis has all the scores. Plus a look back at the career of Steve Kerr in Chicago on the Warriors Radio Network presented by Wingstop, the official wings of the Warriors. Both teams warming up on the floor right now. Warriors 74-53. They lead the Chicago Bulls in the break. I'm Tim Roy. Glad you're with us. Now, the Warriors Radio Network, those 74 points in the first half, tied for the most of the team scored in any half this season. The previous was against the L.A. Clippers down in L.A. Curry with his seventh career 30-point half. He's got 31. Third time in the first half he's done that. And he also had his 21st career 20-point quarter. He had 26, and it's the second time he's had 20 or more in a second quarter. Curry with 31, Klay Thompson with 14. No Kevin Durant tonight, out with that left ankle sprain. No Draymond Green, he's getting the night off because of rest. I may be resting tomorrow, we'll see. Curry will bring the ball from the far side. Passes to Jordan Bell, had three fouls in the first half, didn't get to play the amount of time he wanted. Hand off to Klay. Klay, left side on the rookie Markkanen on a switch. Throws to Pachulia. Pachulia waits. Curry off a screen. Hand off to Klay, but Klay wasn't looking, and the ball squirts right by him and goes over to Valentine. Valentine had 10 points in the first quarter. Got it over to Lopez. Back to Valentine. 74-53 Warriors. Valentine, slow motion move. Rejected by Jordan Bell. Says, get that out of my kitchen. And got the ball to Curry. Now to Klay Thompson. Left-hand dribble goes baseline. Hook pass to Curry. Over to Zaza. Bounce pass inside. Caspi. Little floater. Good. Turning left shoulder. And Caspi able to lay it in. 76-53. That's his first bucket of the night. That means all five starters have scored now. Dunn for Chicago. Passes to Holiday. Left-hand dribble. Stops, top of the key. Pass stolen by Caspi. Caspi with a 4-on-2. Leads Curry with a pass and leads him right to the rim, and he scores. Low left. Beautiful pass by Omri Caspi. The lead is 25. That's a fourth assist for Omri, and now has 600 in his career. Dunn to the right wing. Two-hand toss now to Holiday. Squares up. It's a three. It's too strong. And Pachulia taps, and grabs the rebound. Finds Klay Thompson back to Zaza. Right wing to Caspi. Caspi with a left-hand dribble. Feeds to Pachulia. Hand off to Klay. Back to Zaza, but it's knocked away. Valentine has it. On the break. Dunn with the catch. Puts on the brakes. Leans back. Air ball that tipped off the glass. Bell made him change his shot. Bell with the ball, right sideline to Thompson. Thompson will set it up. Waits for Bell, screen set. Thompson picks up the dribble, throws to Pachulia. They look for Bell, they find the cutter. It's Caspi, great fake on Lopez. Airballed the shot, and it's tipped away by Markkanen into the hands of Valentine. Valentine in the front court, pounds the dribble behind the back with a hard dribble for balance. It got it to Markkanen, now to Dunn. Markkanen exchanges with Valentine. They get the switch, so Markkanen guarded by Klay Thompson. Turns it, shoots over him. No good. You can see Markkanen looks a little tired right now. Valentine to Lopez. Outside. Got it to Dunn. Floater on the way. Spins off the rim. Rebound Pachulia. Dunn struggling tonight. He's 1 of 8. And Curry takes the hand off to the front court. Gets a drag screen. Middle of the floor. No look bounce to Caspi. He's wide open for a three. Can't get it. Defensive rebound. Justin Holiday. We'll see his brother in tomorrow night's game. Drew Holiday will be in town with the Pelicans. Justin to the right sideline to Dunn. Throws a pass to Lopez, who goes right down Broadway and dunked it, and Steve Kerr didn't like that. Calls a timeout. 78-55 the score. 9:12 to go in the third. We'll take the timeout on the Warriors Radio Network presented by Wingstop, the official wings of the Warriors. It was Chicago 38, Warriors 37 in the second. Since then, 41-17 in favor of the Warriors. Now 78-55 Golden State, 9-12 to go in the third. They have the ball. Since the first quarter, the Warriors shooting 16 of 25, 64%. Jordan Bell outside the arc throws to Klay Thompson. Between the circles, he holds. Curry fell down. So Klay goes to work with a dribble, leans in, takes a jumper. It's up and good. Klay separated a little bit with a bump on the Dunn. Dunn fell down. That's 80 to 55. Marking him with the ball. Open, doesn't fire. Got to Lopez. Lopez, bounce pass. Backdoor for Holiday, who stopped his cut. He didn't cut all the way through. Once you commit to that, you have to go. And Holiday stopped, and the ball went sailing out of bounds. Bell flipped the ball to Curry, deflected by Holiday. Curry gets it back, floats it to Zaza. Zaza turns and faces. Left elbow with the dribble, fakes a handoff, now looks and finds Klay Thompson. Left baseline, pop is up and good. Klay is now 8 of 11 from the floor. He's got 18. It's 82 to 55. Lopez fouled by Zaza on the catch, and that is a collision of two large humans. Dave checks in Austin, Texas. Rode his motorcycle today. Glad you're with us. Done with the ball. You can tell us where and how you're listening and how you're spending your holiday weekend. Marking him with a three. It's no good. And a rebound to Valentine. He'll take it out to the left corner. He'll fire a three. No good. Caspi with a rebound. Got the ball to Klay Thompson. 82-55 Warriors. 4 minutes gone by in the third. Klay stops. He'll fire. He'll knock down a three at the hash mark. And the Warriors have blown this wide open. And they lead by 30. It's 85-55. Timeout Bulls. 7:56 to go in the third on the defending champion Golden State Warriors Radio Network, presented by Wingstop, the official wings of the Warriors. Steph Curry and Klay Thompson have scored 55 points between them. That's what the Bulls have as a team. That's 85-55 Warriors. Curry, in 21 minutes, is a plus 34. Lopez up top. Dribble handoff for Holiday, deflected away by Thompson. Holiday trapped, feeds Lopez in deep, powers his way up, strip, whistle, and a foul. And this will go against the Warriors. Before the game, Fred Hoiberg, the coach of the Bulls, talked about the progress of Zach LaVine coming off that knee injury.
Zach got me really excited yesterday. He played in a three-on-three situation. We were over at San Francisco, University of San Francisco. Legendary Bill Cartwright, home of, but you know, he to see what he was able to do and some of the moves that he made, you know, just it really gets you excited for what's to come. We're going to take it slow with Zach, but you know, to see him out the floor, you know, doing windmill dunks and shooting the ball with ease.
Free throws by Lopez, made one, missed the second, was volleyballed around. Curry comes up with it. It's 85-56. Curry behind the back, fouled by Holiday, who stuck out his leg and bumped him. Mentioned Curry at plus 34. Luke Bamute, 26 minutes the other night in that 30-point rout of Denver for the Houston Rockets. He was a plus 57. It's the best ever recorded in the last two decades. Plus 57. Curry dribbles it down the lane. Scoop to the hoop. Right hand. No good. Tipped away. And it's grabbed in stride by Dunn to Valentine. Breakaway. Bell right there. Rain him down. Knocked it away. Get it out of here. Here comes Caspi down. He'll go up and gets fouled the other end. Jordan Bell. That duck can fly. Three blocks for Bell. And he just swatted that one away. That's going to be your Barracuda Network's defensive play of the game. And that is a skill set that, even though he's only played a handful of minutes this year, he does that probably as well as anybody on the team. Either way, either hand. Two free throws, good for Caspi. It's 87-56, and the crowd still talking about that block by Bell. Here's Holiday up top. Left open by Pachulia. Nails a three straight on. Justin Holiday played last year in New York for Jeff Hornacek, now playing for Fred Hoiberg. Klay Thompson feeds Zaza. Pachulia waits, looks for a cutter. Flashing out, Klay Thompson. He's open. He launches. He buries a three and gets it right back. And with 6:40 to go in the third, the Warriors have 90 points. Clay's got 24 on 13 shots. He's made 10. Pick and roll, done. Terminates the dribble to Holiday. Holiday drives on Caspi. By Pachulia, pass. Knocked away again. And Zaza lowered the right skate and deflected it down to get control of it. Probably more like a soccer play, though, than a hockey play. He was kind of controlling it. Wanted to show off his dribbling abilities with his feet. The Splash Brothers, 20 for 28, 57 points between the two. Dunn stops left sideline, waiting for Lopez to roll. Dunn backs up Pachulia. Rainbow jumper, good. Chris Dunn, only his second hoop of the night. 90-61. Curry with the ball. Warriors have the lead. Bell downstairs to Caspi. Beautiful pass, and Caspi able to lay it in. Jordan Bell with a good look there. 92-61. Warriors in complete control here. Dunn to Lopez. Slow motion move. Pass to Valentine. Right corner. Up top to Markkanen. Markkanen. Left wing. Dunn. Dribbles on Thompson. Cut off. Comes back to the top. Straightens up. Fires away. Off the rim. Markkanen the rebound. He's fouled by Caspi. Circling behind. Trying for a steal. Valentine out. Antonio Blakely in. Blakely, as an LSU Tiger a year ago, scored 20 points in six consecutive games. That hadn't happened for LSU since Marcus Thornton did it. Lopez to Dunn. Dunn guarded by Caspi on a switch. Now guarded by Zaza. Straightens up. It's a three. It's off the rim. Thompson back for the rebound. That's his third. Clay down the near sideline to Zaza. Zaza, two dribbles. Looking for Caspi. Hand off to Curry. Curry's open. Takes a three. It's off the back rim. Bell with her hammer slam. And it deflected off the backside. Zaza tried to save it. And it deflected away. And Curry threw in a three playfully after the whistle. Randy Brown, the assistant coach for the Bulls, former Bulls guard, former Sacramento Kings guard, showing great quickness that time to get out of the way of Zaza Pachulia. Randy's days of taking charges are over. 92-61. Markkanen dribbles to his left elbow in the front court. Bulls going up the basket to our left. Shoots a fadeaway over Bell. Off the rim. And a tough rebound by Clay in traffic. Leads Curry with 4:57 to go. Curry left sideline to Andre Iguodala. Back up top to Clay. Clay fakes off the screen. Open two. Launches and buries it. Clay Thompson's in a zone right now. His feet aren't even touching the floor. The Warriors lead by 33, and Clay has 36. The Splash Brothers count right now 59 points on 32 shots. Markkanen, near wing, got it to Grant. Jared Grant has checked in for the first time. To Lopez. Lopez stolen by Zaza. Zaza with a breakaway. It's a foot race. He goes up, and he's hammered from behind by Lopez. And Zaza tumbling down into the basket support. They're going to review this. It could be a flagrant foul on Robin Lopez. It was a foul of frustration. There's no doubt about that. Zaza gets up. That was a two-handed block attempt by Robin Lopez. Yeah, it's above the shoulders. And they're going to review it. This call under review brought to you by Ring Central. Drive a seamless communication and collaboration experience for your modern workforce. Ring Central, communicate, collaborate, and connect. While they review that, Stephen Curry on the assessment of where the Warriors are coming off the road trip.
You know, we're in a good spot. It's an interesting road trip. You know, with the game in Boston starting it, and then a week later you ended in Oklahoma City. So kind of a lot of time had passed, and the middle stretch we played well. Bookended it with losses, but coming home, we got three games before we head on another crazy road trip. We got to hopefully take care of an home court advantage, and we understand things that we didn't do in Oklahoma City to get that win, and even the things we did in the third and fourth quarter in Brooklyn as well. So we all those things will kind of marinate on and be ready for the night.
Right now, they're finishing up the conversation. Rodney Mott is talking to the folks back at Secaucus and the lair of Joe Borgia. Here's the announcement.
Flagrant foul, penalty one, called against Robin Lopez.
Matt Hurwitz, the voice inside the arena that people know as Oracle. So flagrant one on Lopez. There'll be shots of the ball for the Warriors. After that Oklahoma City loss, Steve Kerr said he had to do a better job.
I got to do a better job of getting them ready to play. You know, we have a pretty loose, fun atmosphere around here, and, you know, that's great. But there are certain times where it's like, all right, guys, let's throw it to our team. Let's execute the play. Let's remember the play, those kind of things. And I think right now we're just in a little bit of a rut where it's, you know, we got to focus. And I know we will. We've done this many times in the past and bounced back, and we'll bounce back. So we need to lock in and tighten up everything.
Pachulia at the free throw line. First one's good. Second one, he bends, shoots, and hits. And that one's good. And Zaza's in double figures. He's got 10 points. 96-61. Actually, he has 11 points now. Our monitor is a little slow to react to the free throws. And Curry will throw the ball in. So flagrant one on Lopez. They try to get JaVale McGee on the floor, and Benny Adams says, sure, why not? Come on in. The season high for Zaza, the 11 points. Six assists for Zaza as well. And he had five rebounds. And the six assists is a season high to go with the 11 points. Andre Iguodala with the catch on the far side. Andre with it. Gets it to Curry on the right wing. Curry now holding, waiting, guarded by Holiday. Wants a screen. McGee comes up. Curry backs up with a dribble. Double team. Flipped it to JaVale. JaVale at the box. Spins. Lost the ball. Falling down. Shoveled out to Clay. Open three. Good. It bounced up. Rolled around and dropped through for Clay. And that's going to be the ugliest assist ever for JaVale McGee. It's a deflected assist. 15 in the quarter for Clay. 29 for the game. Markkanen fires away. Three straight on. No good. Markkanen is 4 of 16. Bulls shooting 35.9%. Clay another three left side. Doesn't get it. And Bell fights for the rebound, but it's knocked down and grabbed by Jaren Grant. Bulls with the ball. Warriors 99. Chicago 61. And we're still in the third. Grant with the ball up top. Left corner. And Blakeney launches, no good. Rebounding Iguodala, far side Clay with the dribble. Throws it corner. Curry, quick release. That was ridiculous. He shot that from about almost waist high. Rebound to Blakeney down the near wing. Blakeney off the screen. Takes it to the circle. Now gives it up. Jaren Grant, not known as a shooter, clanked it off the back rim. Lopez with the rebound. Marketed. Over to Blakeney. Blakeney knows one way, and that's to go score. Shot no good. Got his own rebound. Pump fake. Goes back up, and JaVale McGee says, are you kidding? Curry steps over him with the ball. Behind the back with the dribble. Bounce pass to Andre. Down the page. Skipped over to Clay. He's open. He'll fire. Three ball from the wing. No good. Slapped out by Bell. Curry for three straight on. That's no good. Marketing with the rebound. And here comes Chicago. The Warriors still leading by 28. 2:30 to go in the third. Markkanen straight up, got fouled by Bell, shots up and hit the front rim, bounced off the glass, and Bell will pick up his fourth, and Markkanen will head to the stripe to shoot for three. Fourth team foul as well. Markkanen is going to have to really work on stamina. That's one thing that the Bulls have talked about, that he is starting to get a little tired here, playing heavy minutes. He's about two-thirds of the way through a college season. He's played 30 minutes a night. Much like Porzingis, his rookie year, he kind of faded away in the second half of his rookie season. Yeah, I mentioned before they had three prospects, Markkanen that I think, and Markkanen, Zach LaVine, Dunn being the other one. And though some have given up on Dunn, I think it's a little too early because he played for Tom Thibodeau as his rookie year, and Thibodeau is really hard on rookies. Witness Jimmy Butler's points per game as a rookie, 2. And look what kind of a player he turned out to be. Markkanen slides home. He hits all three. 99-64. Portis has checked in now for Chicago. McGee with McCaw, Young, Looney, and Iguodala. Curry and Thompson, their nights are done. Looney Right side of the circle, drives on Markkanen. Slow motion move, leans back, nothing there. And Portis with a good seal on McGee. Gets the rebound out to Grant, and here come the Bulls. Grant, left side, stops and jump pass to Markkanen. Now to Portis. Portis, jab step, shoots over McGee. Nothing there for Young. Young will grab the rebound and leave it for Iguodala. Iguodala, back over to Nick Young. Comes middle, throws to Iguodala. Right corner to McCaw. Left-hand dribble, backs up, retreats, crossed over to the right hand, goes baseline, pass deflected off the hands of Grant. It goes up and hits all the wiring and the piping behind the board that makes sure we have the shot clocks and, of course, the cameras and everything else that's behind the backboard now. So it's out of bounds to the Warriors at the side out because it hits that stuff. And McCaw will throw to Iguodala. Iguodala waits, gets a screen from Looney. Andre will shoot with five on the clock, and he buries a three. Iguodala with his first three attempt of the night. He's got 8 points. It's 102-64. And the Warriors have crossed the century mark with 98 seconds to go in the quarter. Holiday with a three straight on. That's no good. Looney with a rebound. Andre Iguodala behind the back with the dribble. Top of the key. Change direction. Down the lane. Fouled on the play. He'll shoot two. Well, it looks like that, barring anything unforeseen, that we may get a look at some minutes in the fourth quarter for both Jordan Bell coming back and also Quinn Cook. As Andre Iguodala heads to the free throw line. Warriors back home tomorrow night, less than 24 hours later, to take on New Orleans. That's going to be a tough game with Boogie Cousins and Anthony Davis. 5:30, the early start time, and of course 5 o'clock with the pregame show. Markkanen out. Felicio in. Cristiano Felicio out of Brazil. Undrafted in 2014. Signed in July of 2015 by Chicago. 6'9", 280 pounds. He's 25 years old and in his third season. He's played in the D-League for a couple of different teams. Grant with the ball after the made free throws, make it 104-64. Iguodala now in double figures with 10. First Warrior off the bench in double figures. Felicio to Grant. Dribble drive by Portis, who stops and shoveled it up with the right hand. Good over Looney. Portis, who apologized to Mirotić and the Bulls after their fight in front of the whole team, but still Mirotić and Portis have yet to speak. McCaw with a three right side. He buried it from the right angle. Patrick McCaw makes it 107-66. It's a 41-point lead. Grant skip past the corner. Blakeney launches. It's off the rim, no good. McGee grabs the rebound. Blakeney 2-for-9 in 13 minutes of play. Iguodala to the midcourt stripe. Andre terminates the dribble. Looks right, looks left, needs help, finds Young. Young just launches from the right side. Good. About a 25-footer for Young. The Warriors are 12 of 26 from distance. The Bulls are 9 of 26. 110-66. The rout is on in Oakland. Grant, pick and roll with Felicio. Grant, good pass the corner. Portis fakes and fires off the dribble three. No good. Buzzer sounds. And the third quarter is over. And Golden State starts off this quick three-game homestand with an unbelievable second and third quarters tonight. It's 110-66. Warriors put up 45 in the first quarter. And then, of course, put up 36, I believe, in this one. And they're cruising here in Oakland on the Warriors Radio Network, presented by Wingstop, the official wings of the Warriors. Well, the Warriors, of course, right now leading 114-66. They have six players who are a plus 20 or more in this game. They have 8 block shots, 4 of them by Jordan Bell. And just in complete control right now. As Bulls waiting to get the ball back into play. Chicago will stay over, head home tomorrow. They have the ball. Their row, black uniforms with red numbers, white letters. Right side, Jerry Grant fires away, hits like a 15-footer. That's up and good. Nice move by Grant. Ball throw middle to Looney. Looney hands off to Caspi. High post to West. To McCaw. McCaw dribbles into a three. It's up and short. West with the offensive rebound. Baseline. Reaches back with the right arm and laid it in as he was falling out of bounds. Low left. And it's 116-68. The Warriors right now leading by 48 points. Felicio shows the ball to West. Fakes. Comes baseline. Goes up and scores off the drive. Cristiano Felicio with the driving bucket. McCaw now getting some minutes. Good to see him get some run on the floor. He needs that for his confidence. Nick Young launches a corner three. Nothing there. Zipser had the ball knocked away. Caspi goes down. Got hit in the face. Zipser open for a three. Back rim missed. Deflected. Rebound. Pulled up in traffic. Blakeney able to cash it in from 14. And Caspi appears to be okay. Spins on Zipser. Turns. Skip pass to Young. Up top to McCaw. McCaw gives it up to West. Shot clock at 8. McCaw gets it back right side of the key with 4, with 3. Crossover dribble feeds West with 2, with 1. Layup is good. West able to lay it in. Well, the Warriors played that right down to the bitter end there. 118-72 now. Grant chased by McCaw to the right elbow. Pump fake and leans back, launches and buried him. Well, Warrior fans remember that when the Bulls came to San Jose with Michael Jordan, it was, what, 35-5 at one point in that game? So this has been, the Warriors have been on the downside of this many nights. 118-74. John Paxson on hand, the VP of basketball ops, watching this game. Gar Foreman is their general manager. Shot by Young, though good. Got his own rebound. Turns, fades, fires. Up on the rim. Won't fall. Zipser pulls it down. One of the things for the Bulls is Zipser goes topside. Runner by Portis. Tapped rebound, and it's Young controlling. Young will bring it up. Stops on top of the logo. 8-10 to go. Now the question is, will we see Quinn Cook here as Young goes down the lane, goes up and scores. 120-74 now. Lead was 48. And now it's 46. Turning and firing Blakeney over McCaw. Top of the key jumper. He's up again. In that game in San Jose where the Bulls came in and just throttled the Warriors, took away their confidence early. McCaw penetrates over to Young. Young finds Caspi wide open. Rainbow three. No good. Rebound deflected away. All Zipser. Gets the ball in the front court to Portis, who stumbles, leaves the ball on the deck, picked up by Blakeney. Trailing on the play, jump around the way by Grant. That's a front rim miss. It's tipped out of bounds off of McCaw. Some Bulls fans will point toward the trade of Jimmy Butler as a trade they'd like to have back, and Bulls fans weren't happy with it on draft night, but they got Markkanen out of the deal. I think the trade that really hurt them was one they did in 2014 with Denver, and Blakeney fires in a three from the left sideline to make it 120-70. They acquired the draft rights to Doug McDermott and former Warrior Anthony Randolph from Denver. In exchange, they gave them Yusuf Nurkic and Gary Harris. That's one I'm sure they would like to have back. McCaw dribbles to the paint, and he's bumped the whistle with a foul. Of course, then McDermott got moved on to Oklahoma City, and they got Cameron Payne. So really, for Nurkic and Harris, they ended up with Cameron Payne. Quinn Cook comes in. Of course, every team has those. Remember, the Warriors had a bunch of deals that we could go chapter and verse out for many years. So it just goes in cycles. Young off the inbounds with 8 on the clock. Turns and hits a jumper from the left wing. 122-79. If you're wondering why I'm telling tales of moves and draft picks. With 6:35 to go in the fourth quarter. Jumper on the front rim by Chicago, and Grant, or other Blakeney, is no good. It's out of bounds off the Warriors. So Cook is getting some run. Here comes Jordan Bell back in. Jordan Bell gives that youthful energy and those fresh legs. That's what's really, I think, important. He's going to help the Warriors coming down the stretch because of that ability. Off the inbounds, 15-footer, no good. Rebound goes to Portis, blocked away. Was that Bell? He's got his fifth block. McCaw, handoff, Looney on the break. Looney finishes with a right hand off the glass. Just kind of hung in the air there for a moment to make it 124-79. Post for Portis at the left box. Doubled on the catch. Picked up the dribble. On the bounce. Got it outside. Blakeney down the lane. He goes. Lost it on the way. Got it back. Throws it way outside. Grant is open for three, and it's a swish. Now the final 5:55 to go in the game. Long pass deflected out of bounds by Zipser and intended for Bell. And it will be Warriors ball. Timeout. Warriors will talk it over with 5:52 to go. All Golden State here tonight. And the first game of a home back-to-back on the Warriors Radio Network. They lead 124-82. It's presented by Wingstop, the official wings of the Warriors. 124-82 the score. Jordan Bell picked up his fifth block a moment ago. Five blocks in 20 minutes. That's one of every four. Just making sure R.C. Davis knows that. Cook with the ball outside with the catch. Goes to the far wing, McCaw. McCaw with another three. But confidence is such a great thing for a basketball, well, such a any athlete. It's great to have that confidence, and right now they're getting some confidence for Patrick McCaw on the floor. 127-82, a bank shot straight in by Felder. Felder has just checked in, launches one up, and buried it. Felder with the hoop. Here's McCaw coming in, scooped to the hoop, no good. Off the glass, slapped away, and the Bulls have a break. It's a three-on-three. Felder bounce pass to Zipser. Zipser won't shoot. Now the jumper up top, another three. Jared Grant gets the three. 127-88. We got 4:59 to go here in this contest. Kay Felder played his college ball at Oakland in Michigan. And a backdoor cut on Felder by Quinn Cook is successful, and Cook able to score. 129-88. Felder, who is a cousin of Steve Smith, takes a handoff on the right wing, floats it high, and it's tipped in by Felicio. Wide open. A rare defensive breakdown tonight for Golden State. Caught down the near side. Gets it to Cook. Quinn Cook by the far hash mark. Waits for Looney. Spins away from the double team. Steps in. Throws out to Young. Shot clock at 5. Young with a dribble. Fades and fires a 3. Got it! Nick Young pretty happy with himself on that one. He kind of flicked it up there. And then did a little bit of a hop, skip, and a jump coming back. And Looney with a block. It's going to be a jump ball. Bobby Portis coming down the lane, and Looney just roofed him. 10th block for the Warriors. JaVale McGee's going to come in. Nick Young has that weird release sometimes where he just flicks it up and then, you know, he doesn't hold the extension. Pulls it right back, and don't try this at home, kids. But it works for him. Looney will jump it up. At the circle to our left, McGee getting ready to come in. We've got a substitute for Chicago as well. And they're going to wave in Quincy Pondexter. Well, they were going to. He's waiting at the scorer's table. Back tip control by Young. Pondexter would be a player to keep an eye on maybe at the deadline that the Bulls might move to a good team. He can be a good role player. Cook with the ball, takes the middle. With the dribble, feeds Looney. Looney turns and faces. Left side of the key, gives it to Cook, who squares up off the dribble 3, hit the back rim and bounced away. Jared Grant with a rebound, 132-90. Warriors have trailed by as many as 4, they've led by 48. Felder with the catch, dumped it to Felicio left side. And all stat time here in the fourth quarter. Felder stops to Grant, lob inside, deflected away from Portis, and a foul. Looney got him. Paul Zipser, who you hear that name being called on the floor. Second year pro out of Germany, was the 48th pick of the 2016 draft. Played for Bayern Munich, who've been known to have quite a good football club as well in the Bundesliga? Haven't checked the standings this year, but in years gone by, they've been pretty good. Free throw good for Bobby Portis. And, of course, there's so many things around the Bulls that have to be resolved. And one is with Bobby Portis and Nikola Mirotic. Mirotic still suffering from those facial fractures, the fourth-year pro from Serbia. It's one of those things. You know, practice, there's fights all the time in NBA practices. Most of them don't get out of control. Second free throw by Portis is no good. Rebound goes to Bell. I got it. To Cook. Cook will take it across. Feeds to Young. Young with the dribble. Far side. Feeds to Bell. To McCaw. It's a three. And it's good for Patrick McCaw. McCaw now 3 for 3 from distance. That's 135-91 Warriors. McCaw has 9. Felder goes up. No good. Tipped away. Loose ball picked up by Cook. Cook, right sideline to Young. It's a 4-on-4. Another 3 for Young. Bounces up. Bounces in. 138-91. Well, it used to be if you shot a 3 in a blowout game, somebody would hurt you, but now it's part of the game. Zips are in and out with a jumper. Young with a rebound. In part because you're taught to look for that shot. It's in your offense now. Young fakes. Well, that one's ridiculous. It goes way off the rim. It goes out of bounds. That was incredible. That was about 2 strides past half court. Zips are out. Or no, excuse me. It's going to be Portis sitting down and Pondexter coming in. Pondexter, by the way, Bayern Munich is atop the standings in the Bundesliga. R.C. Davis can find anything on the internet. Got 9 wins, 2 draws, 1 loss. They're a plus 22 in your goal differential. Right ahead of Schalke 04 and RB Leipzig. And Mönchengladbach. Jumper by Felder. No good. And Bell the rebound. That's your Bundesliga update here on Warriors Radio. McKee backs up, tried a 3, but Felder stripped and stole. 2 minutes to go. Felder puts on the brakes, waits for help. Throws outside to Pondexter. To Felder. Felder, left-hand dribble, hesitates, comes to the baseline, circles to the paint, throws cross-court. Felicio fakes on Bell. 9 to shoot, wants to go. 2 dribbles, throws it up top. Drive on down the lane. Going up and getting fouled is Jaren Grant, and then McGee goaltends it. And so it's going to be an and-one. Well, one thing we didn't see tonight, we don't have a mascot at Oracle Arena for the Warriors. Robin Lopez playfully, maybe not so playfully, has a disdain for mascots.
I strongly oppose their decision, their attempts to steal the spotlight from NBA players. I mean, we work to be on that court. They're a little selfish. What do they do to get to that level? I don't know about the trials and tribulations of any mascots you ever hear about. I love Benny. Benny is a once-in-a-lifetime case. I mean, stuff the Magic Dragon. That guy's a prima donna.
Free throw by the Bulls was good to finish out the three-point play. Jerry Grant, and then McGee answers back with a jumper. It's 140-94. So Robin Lopez backing Benny the Bull. Season high is 141 against the Clippers. Down to the lay of steal. Bell now changes direction, drives on Zipser, goes up with the right hand, got fouled. It's good, and he's got to go to the line. And so the Warriors have a season high for points. And they have tied their largest lead at 48. He's not a fan of Stuff the Magic Dragon is Lopez. I mean, Stuff the Magic mascot, I should say. Flashback Peter, Paul, and Mary. Free throw is up and good for Bell. 143-94. That's a 49-point lead. Yeah, it is. 49-point lead for the Warriors. Up top, Felicio. Wonder if he likes Rocky in Denver. Felder with a jumper that's too strong. Tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Felicio with 59 seconds to go. Back in the old days, the Phoenix Gorilla was very creative with his skits. With the dribble outside, Quinn Cook. 45 seconds to go. Cook takes Zipser inside. Bounce pass, McGee goes up and missed it. And it's out of bounds off Zipser, and the Warriors will get it back with 5 to shoot. Not sure what the Clippers mascot is called. And there's that pelican down in New Orleans. Oh my goodness, the original one was really scary. Bad pass by Young, stolen by Zipser. Chuck the Condor, that's right, in the Clippers. Now Bell gets his sixth block as Poindexter goes up, and Bell knocked it away. Six blocks for Jordan Bell. Warriors up 49 with 20 seconds. They're going to have to shoot one more time or take a violation. Poindexter all over Quinn Cook. Cook dribbles in, runs into Felder. It's going to be an offensive foul. Of course, there's my nemesis, Crunch, up in Minnesota. Crunch and I have had we've had glares. And not words, I don't think he speaks. Felder, right side, skipped it to Zipser. Zipser for three, it's up and no good. 5 seconds to go. McGee the rebound, and that's that. 143-94, no Kevin Durant, no Draymond Green, no problem for Golden State tonight.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at AboutAmazon.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.